002 Thursday night. Okay, Chagos Halvo Shar HaKniya, Perek Revi'i, fourth Perek. We're going through, Chagos Halvo says there are, Chagos Halvo always makes lists, When he makes a list, it's so that you could chaz a Chagos Halvo. If you just come to this wonderful shir and listen to it, then you're wasting your time and don't come. But if you think about what we learn, and the Chavis Halvodas facilitates you thinking about it, because everything by is very mathematical, so to speak. Everything's a list. There's seven this, and five this, and three this, and four reasons, and five inyanim. And this way, you have something to think about. Because you have seven things. So you see if you can remember all seven things. There are seven situations where you have to utilize Midas HaKniyah, which is the Chavis Halvodas' word for Anova. The first situation is when you're dealing with people. And as we said the last few weeks, that's where, really, where most Musaskarim stop. Because that's how we think of Anova, is in our dealings with people. But that's only the first of seven, when you're dealing with people. The second situation, and we elaborated on that last week, the Chavis Halvodas puts an emphasis when you do chesed for people. You really have to use that nida. And we explained that, because when you do chesed for people, you usually feel superior to them, and you feel even, you look down on them, you're condescending. Many times we do chesed, we're condescending, and therefore the Chavis Halvodas, besides, Mamash Pederech Havlah, he says it, like in two words, he just squeezes it in there, that when you deal with people, and he doesn't even say especially, the truth is, but obviously it means especially, because he makes a point of saying it. And when you do chesed for others, you have to utilize, you have to activate Midas HaKniyah. The second is when you're dealing with people who are bigger than you, whether it's Gedolim, or even on a lesser Madrega, just someone that's more of a Talmud Chacham than you are. So again, he says two things. First of all, you certainly have to act B'Kniyah, more so than in the first situation when you're just dealing with peers, with people such as yourself. You will learn from them and realize you have what to learn from so that's why you should act. In other words, when you activate the Midas HaKniyah, when you're dealing with people bigger than you, you will be ready and you will open yourself up to learning from them and to absorb the things they're teaching you. So you think this is my whole audience? I have at least another two people that listen to the tape. And then he adds, again, very interestingly, he throws it in Derech Havlah, that they will speak sharply to you, they will criticize you, they'll give you mussar. So instead of reacting, insulted, or I'm not going to that shul anymore because the Rav said something to me, or I'm not going to that, that person anymore because he spoke sharply to me, etc. So you should pull out the Midas HaKniyah, mamash, and you should realize that you have what to learn from them, and Yehumeini Tzedek Chesed V'yochicheini. I accept the Musar of a Tzedek, of a Talmud Chacham, and I will benefit from it. So, number three, so that's, again, Echad Shem Shtayim and Echad Shem Shtayim. The third situation is when people praise you. Let's say they honor you at a dinner, and everybody's talking about you. So you should realize they don't mean it, and you should think that to yourself. You should know that, first of all, you should use the Midas HaKniyah to realize that you're undeserving of what they're saying.